Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need what gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Happening, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We are back at it again, and I hope everyone had an amazing week. What's happening, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz every Sunday. Let's get in. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it in. Look out for that world famous chopper.
What's up? How was your week, man?
So my week was good, you know what I'm saying? This week I'm titling my week, as you know, if you listen to the show, I always title my weeks, and this one is just impose my will. So this week, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to get things done and kind of get, you know, just kind of just like bulldoze through, so to speak. So I was able to put forth a deposit on my trip, you know what I'm saying, out of the country. So that's good. I just got to get my tickets and my flight and all that stuff. But, so Dominican Republic, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to do that. The last week of February, me and the fellas, just be a good getaway, man. And I love to travel to like, an exotic, kind of warm place, you know what I'm saying, when it's like cold and wintery, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, putting that together. You know, you should always give yourself something to look forward to, you know what I'm saying? That's how I want to get back to it, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just putting together a goal or something that I'm just, you know, striving for, and then, you know, just keeps me on point too, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure my funds is good, so, you know, that's going to keep me just on point, and then, you know, that's the reward once the trip goes through, God willing. And, you know, I signed back up for my, because my New York real estate license expires as of November 3rd. So I got to, you know, just signed up to get my online classes. So I got to do like 22 and a half hours in like a month. So, you know, that's, I'll figure that out. I'll work that into my grind. So, and then other than that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just crossing my T's, dotting my I's, you know, transitioning to the fall, you know, preparing for Yule and the winter solace. That's my week. You know what I'm saying? My week was good. You know what I'm saying? Just organizing.
Sounds
how was
good.
Yours? Yeah.
Man, you waited to the last minute for that real
what
estate class that I.
Nah.
That
refreshing
course, man.
I'm a planner, so I got it. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, but I wanted, as long as I give myself a month, I'm good. So. Yeah,
okay.
That's light.
We're gonna
get
see
that
how
done.
This works. I can't wait to hear about this. Shout out to our top five: the United States, United Kingdom. God, what is it? It was the same. It's
United
the same
States,
one from last week.
Canada. You gotta write that down or send it to me. Just send it to me before, and I'm gonna run it off. You know what I'm saying? You could just.
You know what I be trying to freestyle it.
Alley-oop. Yeah, nah, you gotta write that thing down. You know what I'm saying?
I be trying to freestyle
make sure
it.
These,
but I got
countries
y'all. Hold
get
on.
They, get their props.
I'm doing 10,000 things at one time, and I just stopped. So I just, you know what I be like, take the lead. You know what I come in and give you the lead. I be doing stuff. Okay, United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Germany.
Who's the fifth one? Germany. All right, Germany. So this is like second week in a row for Germany. We getting love out there.
I'm talking about this thing just turned up on its own, did what it wanted to do. You know, you got a Sunday is chill with the kids day. So yeah, shout out to our top five countries for tuning in. Tell a friend, another friend, and another friend. Join you in listening to our show Sunday nights 9 PM Eastern Standard Time. I have had a busy week myself, but I will not complain. As always, you know, this family, this is what we do. I have been getting acclimated to this new job. And the one thing that I do know is, you know, I used to get it, like, learn my role and be like, okay, what's next? And so this time I'm like, no, I'm going to take my time. Because it's more, as long as you ask for work, they're going to put work on you. And guess what? You're going to be doing more work for the same pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
no,
I'm really taking my time.
Don't be asking for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but I get bored fast. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I catch on, I learn. You know, I'm always the head of the class, pretty much, you know. So this time I'm learning to pace myself because it's a very good, you know what I'm saying, it's a very good situation. So I did my little month celebration, and they sent us these pins. They pins on one end and it's hand sanitizer on the other end. And my buddy was joking. He said, well, we've been with them for a month, so now they like – we'll protect y'all from corona. You know.
I guess they're
gonna stay. So I'm laughing because they do a lot for their employees. So the overall corporation is a great corporation. So I just kinda like, you know, really got into chill mode a little bit because, you know, it's like, okay, I got it, you know? Type situation. Mm-hmm. So that's
kind of figured it out. Yeah,
that was a breeze for me this week. And let me see. I told you guys that the book is coming. It's really me because I'm working on. I'm doing this screenplay at the same time, and so a screenplay is basically a movie script, it can be turned into a series or whatever. But I'm doing a movie script, right? And so that has been really challenging because it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of reading. And I'm also working on book 9 at the same exact time.
Well, let me ask you this
question.
I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Let me just ask you this question because I know, you know, that's being you're a writer. Like, how is the difference? Like, what's the difference that you've seen from writing, like, your own book to making it in, like, a screenplay? Because, you know, I dabble with, like,
it's a huge difference.
Screenplay.
And I am definitely working with somebody. Thus far, he seems to be absolutely amazing. It's a very, very big difference. I'm learning so much.
You got to set the scene, and you know what I'm saying? And like,
yes.
You know,
I'm learning so much. But when you're book author, you either have plans to keep writing books, but all of the great books have movies. They don't just come out of nowhere. So you got people that have goals to act, right? Because they can act, and then you have producers, your screenwriters, which is myself. I write. So, you know, obviously that was the next step for me from writing a book to, you know, screenwriting a movie, and it's so different, and I'm learning so flipping much. It is ridiculous. And I'm also working on book 9, and I still haven't released book 8, and I swear to God, it's just me. But I have so much on my plate at one time, and I'll think about it, and I'll be like, I gotta publish this book, because book 8 got to come out, you know, and be out for at least, you know, 3 months or so. I mean, not 3 months, but 3 weeks before I could come out with book 9. So, and then the whole, you know, am I going to stay where I stay? Am I going to renew the lease, or am I going to move? And, you know, that's there. And still the dryer situation, guys. My dryer went out, and I attempted to get the dryer fixed. And so whenever you are trying to do something and it doesn't work, then that means that it don't work. Don't do it. So I have been looking for a dryer repair for like freaking 2 weeks, right? And I can't get one. So I just found some people selling dryers. And I said, well, guess what? I'm going to have a mix-match set until I go buy a new set. And I really don't care at this point because I need a dryer. So that's the agenda this week, to get a dryer, to just buy a new one. And I don't care. They could have the old one. I really don't care at this point. I just need a dryer. So that is on the to-do list as well. I finished a project. I did a photo shoot and I'm releasing the photo shoot, my tribute to Oshun, my version, my way. And I did a tribute to Oshun. Oshun is a deity from the Yoruba tradition, Ifi, and I am a follower of Ifi. So I did a tribute to Oshun, and my tribute to Oshun had characters in it like lookalikes as like Donald Trump and Jesus. And it actually thus far has gotten, you know, a good review. So
yeah, I've only released 2 pictures, which is kind of cool.
Okay. Huh?
Like it seems a little controversial, you know, Donald Trump, Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you know, like the one that I only released 2, and the one that I released today actually was like really big. You know, I got a big response from it that was like, shit, that shit is fire, you know? So, more and more people are awakening. You know, it's really the loud, over-Christian-y people. When you think about it, every walk of life tells you, you know, be yourself, believe in what you believe. Christians are the most judgmental people that you will ever come across. So, you know, when one of those get a hold to it, you know, I really don't care what you got to say. I did it. and it turned out amazing. So I'm releasing that. If you're on my social media, you can go to my Instagram page. I have Instagram, and that's the new Miss Lovely Black, the number 1, and that's T H E NEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I also have Linktree, and it's the new Miss Lovely Black, and all
that's
of my links are on the Linktree.
Oh,
so,
Linktree. Okay, so that just links it to everything else. Okay. Yeah, that's not never heard
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I just kind of set the Linktree up because there's so many damn links. You know, my Facebook, I still have this very private Facebook page, and I actually think that I'm going, I don't even think that I'm going, like, I have the main page, but this backup page I got is slamming.
it's slamming.
Like,
yeah,
I have thousands
like,
of friends
like,
already
just,
on this page. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's like,
right.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Man,
the energy is so new, so different. It's me training these men to stay out of my inbox. Like, I have them on the main page. So, basically, I'm giving the main page a rest. And a lot of people, most of them haters, you know, kind of have been targeting the main page. So I'm on the backup page, which is 100% private. Like, there's absolutely nothing that's ever posted public on this page. And I like it that way. So, you know, of course they making fake pages trying to get on the page. I see, and I'm monitoring which fake pages I let on there. You know what I'm saying? So whenever something starts to be reported, I'm going and deleting every last one of the fake pages that I know that I let on there. So, you know, I want to allow them to watch Nanny Boo Boo. But, yeah, I'm loving the new backup page. It's absolutely amazing. I had to go under my alias for that one. So, yeah, let me see. What else did I do this week? I mean, my week has been jam-packed. I'm starting a whole – I'm just learning all kind of stuff about this screenwriting and publishing. And so people think, like, when you get money, like, when you start, the bigger the projects, the more money you have to spend, right? Like, you have to register to be a screenwriter. And if you go and, like, sell this movie to somebody, like, you have to pay, like, $2,500, like, a one-time fee of $2,500 to the association. And then you gotta like give them like 1.5% of the amount that you made from the movie, and then you gotta pay $100 a year to stay within the association. But this is the big association that everybody's in, so you gotta be in it.
Okay.
It's
so what
crazy.
They do for that?
Like,
they help you network. What does the association do for you? They help you like network and stuff like that.
For a movie association, anybody that is actually doing something as far as screenwriting, that's selling anything, you are a part of the association. And you know, it's screenwriting for TV shows, movies, anything like that. So it's just a lot of stuff that I'm really learning. And
I
like
to get one of my homeboys
I'm
gonna have to get one of my homeboys on the line. Shout out to my homie Luck. He out in California, you know, doing his writing thing. But yeah, I'm gonna have to get him on the line. He's an interesting, you know, guy. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he's
and I'm thankful. This guy that I chose to work with, I had watched him for some time, and it was him and some other people, and his hunger for helping minorities get into the game is what attracted me to him. I see a lot of women and things like that that are in the game that, you know, hey, this is what I do, but when you have somebody that's more focused on the attention coming on them as opposed to assisting with the situation, it's kind of like you'll get an old school bad boy situation. Like, you the producer, you the head man, but you all in the videos and shit. I don't want to be a part of that. And so this fellow, he's so focused on helping minorities. And that's kind of why I jumped on board with him, because, you know what I'm saying, he was just absolutely, his personality shined through. So I'm looking forward to seeing where this situation goes when it comes to this whole project that we have going on. So that's been my week. And guess what? That's going to be my week for the next few months. I mean, every week is going to be the same thing, you know, focused. And as I said, I'm trying to give more books. By the end of the year, I'm on track, but I still need to do at least three more books this year to get to my goal. So, yeah, I'm focused. I'm focused. I'm working, but I'm really, really focused. So that's it. Smooth.
What
How was your week?
What I missed in this
Everything as usual.
I did.
Smooth hustler.
Man, I come in, y'all talking about a nigga and minorities. So what the fuck that?
Nah, we just running down our weeks and shit. You know, that's it. That's it.
Oh, man.
Nothing major.
So what
How was your
what
week?
We talking about? Oh man, my week was it was all right. It was splendid. You know, I would have called in sooner, but I was fucking. My bad.
Oh, okay. You had to get that off. All right. Hey, we ain't mad at you.
I'm not mad at you.
We know that energy gonna be good for the show. You know what I'm saying? You got that off. You know what I'm saying? Well, nah, you in chill mode. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I ain't get to catch the nut, but no.
Oh, you stop. I was like, hold on. I gotta get on real talk real quick. Hold on. No doubt, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
Man, I read the title prior to calling in, though.
Okay.
Man, y'all gonna have to explain that one to me, because right now I'm retarded. I don't get it.
Well, Black, set it up. You know what I'm saying? Set it up.
He said, well, you're always retarded, so I understand that. No.
Damn.
Shut my
door. Don't mind intelligence.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
So, give it to my what I'm talking about. Shut my door, little boy.
Yeah, get all up on your mom. Yeah.
Over here talking about. No, you know what? And here's the weird thing, right? I switched his brand of diapers, right? Because they didn't have the brand that I normally have. And I hate this brand of diapers because they don't stick for shit. They, like, keep coming off. And so I still have, like, another sleeve left of these diapers. So he was in there, and he's like, hey, Mom, my diaper off. You know, I'm like, oh, my God. He is ready to be potty trained. But and we still, like, take him to the potty, but he still has, like, diapers on. So, you know, and I gotta get pull-ups.
Not to cut you off, but do y'all have, a Dollar General over there by y'all?
Yeah.
Man, go to Dollar General, dog. Man, look, they fucking diapers. Yeah. Yeah, they...
They got the good price.
Yeah. Fuck a Pampers, fuck Huggies. Fuck Pampers, fuck Huggies. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, go to Dollar General.
But I buy his diapers. I buy him by the case. So, I actually have a Dollar General, like, less than 2 minutes from my house.
Man, fuck that. Get him my own. You can holler at the people and have them order a case for you yet. All you got to do is just talk to them.
I got to see, because it's not really so much that I'm buying him more diapers as opposed to the pull-ups that I'm about to buy. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're in the stage converting over to the cases and the best prices for the cases of the pull-ups. He has his toilet, and he absolutely loves it. He takes his toilet around the house with him everywhere he go. And
yes,
so
man.
He's like, you know, he'll use the bathroom and then sit on it, you know, because he get to see his brother using the bathroom. So we getting there. But of course, neither here nor there. That's why he was like, he walking out the door talking about, what you laughing at? Like, boy, going somewhere. So the topic tonight is, can you be loyal sexually to somebody that you're not in a relationship with? And I'm more shocked that Smooth didn't get where this was going in anything. I would have thought Mo would have said that. And I think Mo kind of got a better grasp of the topic because think about the question. Okay. What do you think I'm talking about?
Sexually loyal to a motherfucker in a relationship with, like, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Like
don't,
a situation, like a sugar daddy, like a sponsor, like a sugar mama, like whatever.
Yeah,
like somebody that you cool with, like that. Not even, you know, because this day and age, women don't even look to be, you know, to reap benefits from somebody. They just want to have sex with them. So you just, what if it's somebody you're just having sex with? And that's it. Like, can you be sexually loyal? Can you just not sleep with nobody else when there's no commitment, no title between you?
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, we're going to get into it. Yeah, I got some opinions on this. Definitely.
So.
Right. So Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth is it depends on the chick, cause Smooth always said, I don't give a shit what she do when I ain't around. But they both have to they have to be tested on the regular. So I think you really care what she do when you're not around. So I think you really want your women to be sexually loyal to you. Why, you know, y'all they not your ladies, cause you don't give any of them the title of your ladies. They all your baby mamas.
No, I just don't want the bumps. You know, I don't want the bumps. I don't want no as I die slowly. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want no hidden in the vineyard. You know what I'm talking about? That's the only reason why. On my case, I don't give a fuck. Cause I know me. Like, I'm good mine. So no, I don't.
So you okay with your chick sleeping with other people? They don't have to be sexually loyal to you.
Nah, I'm straight with her.
Oh wow.
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay, so what if one of them said, "Well, Daddy, I don't want to give it to anybody else other than you. You're the only person I'm sleeping with." Then what?
I've heard that before.
Cool.
I mean, I've heard that before. That don't mean I'm gonna reciprocate.
But you don't have to reciprocate, but do you look at her different? Like, do you put her on a different level because...
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
She's sexually loyal to you?
No.
Oh, shit.
Fuck no. No, absolutely not. What I'm not about to do is fuck around and look at you differently because you made a personal choice on your own. That is a personal choice you decided to make.
Mo.
That is all.
What's up? All right.
Your
Let's
situation,
see,
hypothetically... #happily married man.
So
when
you
give us your take on the situation, I'm gonna ask you a follow up question too for that.
Hypothetically,
you got a chick on the side, but she know you married.
Okay. Hypothetically, yeah.
Hypothetically,
right?
She know you married, but she say,
yeah.
I already know the answer to this one. For everybody else, she said, would you want her to be sexually loyal to you even though you got somebody at home?
No, I wouldn't actually because I can't, you know, I want to set the tone and something like that, hypothetically speaking. So if I was in that hypothetical, you know, if I was in that situation, if she want to be loyal, then yeah, cool. But, you know, I'm not expecting you to be because, you know, I have a situation and my situation is not going to change. And if you know what I'm saying? So as long as you recognize that, then, you know, we can do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it. So, yeah, I wouldn't care. You know, the only person I want to have loyal, you know, be loyal to or have be loyal to me is my wife. You know what I'm saying? As far as any extracurriculars, if I was in that situation, once the hashtag happily married man, that's not my business. You know what I'm saying? So,
take it to the next level, guys.
Yeah.
What if you were sleeping with this outside entity without a rubber?
No, that ain't going down. I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? So
if y'all was dealing with each other for a long time.
I ain't going to do that outside of my marriage. I'm not sleeping with nobody without a protection. That's a no-no. You know what I'm saying? So I've already had a situation, you know, just when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? So I learned the hard way, you know what I'm saying, so to speak.
You
so,
might as well call me Drew Hill because I'm releasing the dragon.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let's move. Take it away, but nah.
Yeah. You already know, boy. Let's do skeet. Kadoosh. Woo! Man, look, I might still need to go back to fucking some shit because I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, if we're not in a relationship, I don't expect you to be sexually loyal. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It makes no sense.
True.
Don't get me wrong.
I agree with
you. I've had situations where motherfuckers, where they've decided upon themselves to be sexually loyal, but then they also fucked around and they had this longing, this need, and this misconception what the fuck this is really is. I treat a fuck thing like a fuck thing. But if you're trying to be sexually loyal, you're trying to turn this bitch into a relationship. That's how stalkers come about.
True.
You see what
true.
I'm saying?
I mean, so she
like,
can be loyal, but
right.
You know,
right.
I don't want to give that impression. Like
right. You see what I'm saying? Like I don't. I'm not about to fuck around and put these restrictions on you and have you thinking like, oh man, we're in a relationship. No, bitch, we not in a relationship because that's what happens. After you get this dick a few times, you think you're in a fucking relationship. After you fuck, you think you're in a relationship in some shape, form, or fashion. So if this motherfucker thinking like, oh man, I'm sexually lower than you, bitch, you think we're in a relationship. You think we're together in some shape, form, or fashion. Hell to the no. Bitch, you need to go suck another dick or something.
Yeah.
Get your mind right.
On a
flip
side.
So what if you was taking care of her financially? You still...
Am I what?
What if you was taking care of her financially? You still feel the same way?
Man, if I'm taking care of her financially, that means she has one of my progeny. And I'm not taking care of her financially. I'm taking care of myself financially by making sure she's financially stable. That's how that shit works.
But if she don't have one of your children?
Well, then she ain't getting taken care of financially. It don't work that way.
Yo, I'm trying to set you up for that sugar daddy, yo.
No, nigga, this.
I'm glad you don't know the trap. She set that trap for you. I was like, I'm glad.
That was in a trap. Like, nigga, this out of liabilities and assets.
Trying to make sure you on point. Making sure you on point. Make sure my guy.
So, Mo, what if you was taking care of the side chick financially? I mean, just hypothetically, y'all.
Hypothetically, man, ain't no. If I'm married, ain't no taking no. I ain't with that sucker shit. I'm telling you, like I gotta keep it one.
They're not sucker shit.
That is sucker shit.
That's sucker shit, man. That's some trick shit.
I don't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cut from a different cloth. You know what I'm saying? Like for real, I'm a last of a dying breed, I guess.
Look,
what
all right, ladies. So I'm gonna tune in. Y'all heard these selfish men out here. They're extra selfish. So I'm gonna talk on a realistic standpoint on what really go down in the real world, right? So listen, for me, right? I just did a video on my YouTube channel that talks about the good guys come last.
I didn't get no notification.
I don't, man. You know YouTube be on some dummy shit.
I've
been putting up
like
videos like every few days, so you just gotta go and check my channel.
Oh no! Like the last thing I got from you was the last video you sent me. That was
I done put up all kind of shit since then.
All right. Continue the story, but that's fucked up.
Okay. So I just did a video about the good guys come last and they should come first.
True.
Right. And so, as women,
that. Nice guys finish last.
As women, right? As
man,
women,
I come last because I got stamina.
Move on with it.
As
right.
women,
I like
we
that
take
energy.
The good guy that shows us interest, that looks out for us, that gives us anything that we want, and we be like, oh, he liked me, so he there, and I ain't worried about him, right? And then we take the good, the guy that we absolutely like that's not doing half of the shit that the good guy doing for us, and we all in love, we blowing up his phone, where you at? We give him them the pussy. We doing everything under the sun for the guy that can't do half
that,
of what.
Because you got to keep it. You got to put it down. And like, you know what I'm saying? Women respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't respect it when you're all like that. They going to take advantage of you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No.
Whole point.
So, because women are lost. So, but that's the whole point. They do that, but they're lost. So you got this man that can't offer you nothing but dick and bubblegum, and you all crazy head over heels going crazy. He lying to you. He doing all this. But then you got this good guy that's making you smile, that's giving you everything under the sun. But you trying to be loyal because you running behind the man that can't give you nothing, and you are not trying to be situated with the man that is, right?
I got that.
So hypothetically speaking, if I had somebody on my team that made sure that I was straight, kept a smile on my face, spent money, make sure everything was good and in line, yes, I can be sexually loyal to that person. Because it's not about how many people you could have. Not with me. You know what I'm saying? I just told you about how my week goes. My weeks run long. And if I throw in the mix of relationship, you got to deal with their bullshit, their human experience. You know what I'm saying? It's on your plate. You know, it takes focus from your business. It takes focus from everything that you're doing. I homeschool my son, not just because of COVID. I actually homeschool my son. So with me and everything I have on my plate, I just feel like I just cannot be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is emotionally draining. Because you start looking at it in a different way from an emotional standpoint, right? So I said over and over, man, I just need somebody on my team that can cut a check, that can make sure I'm straight, and make sure that the sex is good, and that's all I need. It really has nothing to do with what they got going on outside of me, as long as they make sure that I'm good. Yes, you should. Yes, I can be sexually loyal to somebody that I'm not in a relationship with. Because if you're doing everything that you're supposed to do by me, then you will understand that especially a man that's investing in you financially. See, the reason that y'all say this, because y'all not investing into a woman financially. So the thing is that a man looks at you completely different. He look at you completely different when he's spending his money on you. When he's spending his money on you, he look at you completely different. I promise you.
Has a lot
when
of
you
ability.
Getting his money, huh?
He has a liability. Hey, niggas out of you, a liability or a fucking asset. If I'm spending money on a bitch, like, bitch, what am I getting out of this? Like, nigga, it got to be some type of investment if you're spending money. Like, nigga, you going to school, you got a business or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you just fucking around, you spending money on a bitch, nigga, all you doing is tricking.
Exactly. That's it. You a sugar daddy, man. That's it. That's what it is.
Here's my thing. We gonna put me as the example. You know I got businesses and everything. And for the longest, I went with the S on my chest. I'm independent. I got this. I got that. Right. When I led with that narrative, I attracted. I attracted people that needed me. You know what I'm saying? When you independent, when you out here, I got this, I got that, you attract the energy that you put out. And that's what I was attracting, needy, grown, bum-ass men, right? And so I said to myself, I'm not going to lead like that no more. I'm going to change up the narrative. I don't care how much money I make. I don't care what moves I make. I don't care what I have on my plate. I need help. And so when I flip the narrative and start saying, I need help and it's about money, then I change what I attract because I started attracting people that wanted to invest in me. You know what I'm saying? And not people that felt like, okay, she got it together. I would prefer them to look at me as I need help so that they know, okay, she want money or she need help, as opposed to attracting somebody that need anything from me. That's the most, like when you attract these men and they leave with the story of them being down for right now, it's really not. They really just bums in real life because they are consistently down on their fucking luck and they looking for a come up. And these women out here are really taking care of these grown ass men. That dick actually get hard.
Like
that actually make babies. And
that's
disgusting to me. So I changed my narrative on how I approach the situation. So what I'm saying is, when you are dealing with somebody, it's not about, for me, it's not about being emotionally connected at all at this point. I don't have the bandwidth to get emotionally connected. And I see that no matter how many times I go through with it, how many times I get engaged, whatever the case may be, the universe pulls me out of it. Like, that's too much. You getting sidetracked. You know what I'm saying? When your emotions can take over your mind. And therefore, if your emotions take over your mind, now you sitting at home crying, looking all on their page, blowing their phone up. And guess what's getting done while you doing that? Absolutely nothing. So I don't have the space to be that woman you know what I'm saying, emotionally to anybody. But I do have the space to say, listen, babe, if you making sure that I'm straight, that's all I need. I don't need to sleep with nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I can rock out with you because I'm busy. You doing you,
okay.
And you making sure I'm good.
Wait, hold on. So wait, hold up. So you saying that y'all don't got to be in a relationship, but as long as he's, you know, just there for you, like, financially in certain situations, then you can be loyal. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. It's not an easy task with me. Financially, I ain't talking about no couple hundred
like
dollars a month. That's not what I'm talking about.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are we talking about? So you saying loyalty as far as not giving a pussy to somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. That's exactly what she's saying.
What the fuck? Look at that ass backwards. I mean, you feel me? So let me get this straight. This nigga, all he getting out of this is some pussy.
Whatever make him smile.
Whatever make him smile. Whatever make him smile.
All right. That's my dog. Hey, regardless, say, bro, I love you to death.
Yeah, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Get it. You know what I'm saying? Get it.
You my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's the funny part about it. You know what?
Oh,
so,
shit, my chest.
You know what? The perfect movie for this scenario. Y'all ever seen this movie called Casino?
Yeah, I did. I
think
Casino.
I seen it.
Yo,
yeah,
okay, I'm gonna put it down. Because, yeah, it was two things. First off, that's where I kind of really learned where nice guys finish last. And it's kind of on top. So, real quick, Robert De Niro. Yeah. Robert De Niro, his character was Ace. You know what I'm saying? That was my guy. Smooth dude. You know what I'm saying? Just always, you know, was on point. You know what I'm saying? Just was always about his business, right? So he wanted somebody to match his fly. You know what I'm saying? So when he got out to Vegas, you know what I'm saying, he saw this chick named Ginger. She was played by Sharon Stone, right? Fly. She was fly. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, yeah, hustle about her, beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Just knew what she, you know what I'm saying? She knew how to get it, right? So, you know, he got with her or whatever, and he was all like, yo, this is perfect. But at the same time, she was loyal. I don't, you know, she was probably loyal sexually if he wanted it to, but she was definitely loyal mentally to her past relationship, who was a pimp. You know what I'm saying? So Robert De Niro could not understand. And his pimp was just like you were saying, black, you know what I'm saying? Just really was always down on his luck, really didn't have shit going for him. But I guess he had a mouthpiece or something because, you know, he had her hooked. And no matter what what Robert De Niro would do, buy her all types of stuff, treat her right, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, you should be my wife. Like, you, I mean, like, he made her his wife. But nah, like, she was steady taking dough back to this other dude. So it just goes to show, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be all like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got the key to everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, because certain women just don't deserve it, you know what I'm saying? They want to be. You gotta show
you
another.
You said a mouthful then.
That's just.
I think men are, because you have some men that are natural givers, and you need to understand if that woman deserves you to be a giver to her, and stop giving to these chicks that don't deserve it. Stop giving to these chicks that can't do for themselves. See, the thing is that dealing with me, you really not giving me nothing that I can't give myself. But you are giving because you are a part of, you know what I'm saying, my space. You're a part of my energy. So you're going to give, and in return, I don't have to sleep with nobody else. See, men are selfish when it comes to sex. If a man does not care who you sleep with, then more than likely he don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? He don't really care about what you're doing. Because he's not invested in you financially. When a man starts giving you money, bruh, it changes the game. It changes how he feels 100%. That takes it to another level. Now, you have some people that absolutely, and I'm not talking about little money. You got men that actually got money that'll be like, here go $50, or here go $100. You know what I'm saying? And that may be once or twice a month. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about that man that's finna give you $1,000 or better every single month. That man that's giving you $1,000 or better every single month, that's the man that you need to focus and be loyal to. You don't need to nag him. You don't need to give a fuck about what he's doing. You understand?
You
need
to
pay attention.
Keep him in
pocket. Because
that's $1,000 a month.
Because listen, let me tell you
something.
Enjoy the moment. Live in it. But guess what? Your life would be way different if that motherfucker wasn't giving you them couple $1,000s a month. You wouldn't have it. So we tend to just be like, oh, okay, I just got like that. One thing about me, I tell people all the time, I'm humble as hell. And the one thing that I always hear, no matter what, like I can do my pictures, but when you see me in person, I look way better than my fucking pictures. You know what I'm saying? So most people always, man, 9 times out of 10, when you see me, be like, man, you look way better in person than your goddamn pictures. I understand that, right? But I'm not flattered by anything that a man can tell me. I done been out here for a long time. I'm not flattered by it, and I know more than likely you lead with all the compliments and shit. You trying to get somewhere, and I'm not emotionally needy. I'm not emotionally needy. You can't just tell me what you think I want to hear, and I'm going to be like, oh, he like me. No, I'm financially needy. So a dude that really understands how this go, he going to lead with his pockets. He going to lead with the check. So it's basically like the same shit in casino, but it's me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm her. I'm she. But I'm not going to connect myself to a man that can't do what this other man is doing for me. So if I got somebody in my life that's cutting a check and making sure I'm straight, there's no way in hell that I'm finna fuck with somebody that's less than. Matter of fact, even if I didn't have anybody ever that was cutting a check, at this stage in my life, if you ain't up, holler at me when you get up. I'm not finna wait on you to get on your feet. I'm not finna bring you up on your... You need to be there. So this year alone has really been a reflection of a lot of the choices that I've made that I'm having to relive and change my decision, you know, from how I did it the last time. So before I would be like, you know what, I don't want to be that different, and I don't want to think I'm better than nobody else. So, you know, I'll date a person that ain't all the way together and da-da-da. And then that shit goes sour, and you be like, bitch, I lowered my standards for you. So why even do it? You know what I'm saying? Don't even lower your standards for nobody. You should be looking for somebody that can either, you got to match my hustle or go harder. And I'm not talking about what you're telling me. I'm talking about, I'm listening to you. I need to be able to see what you're doing. I can tell when you lying, when you ain't really got no hustle about yourself. I need to see all of that shit. And that's just that on that. I cannot put myself in a position to deal with anybody that's not doing what I'm doing even better. That's just not going to happen. At this stage, I'm preparing myself for the next stage. And the only way that I get to the next stage is if I grow from the previous one, right? It's levels to this shit. It's levels to life. So, yeah, you're going to have to cut a check. Like, you're going to have to be able to show me that you got my back. Because if you don't have my back, then what am I doing with you? What am I doing with you?
Yeah, you know.
Y'all don't cut checks, so y'all don't understand. But that's why y'all my brothers, and y'all don't deal with women like me. Cause I need. I can't.
Like, this how this works. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm a fucking investor. You see what I'm saying? It's what I do. I invest. But it's all about liabilities and assets, like I said earlier. I don't give a fuck about no bitch pussy. There's too much pussy out here in the world for you to even come at me talking about, look, bitch, $1,000 every other week, and this pussy is just on you. Bitch, you crazy? Bitch, you know how the motherfucker pussy
is going like that? It don't go like that. You don't be like, this. After a while of you dealing with that person, you by nature.
Like
saying she's
just finessing.
Men are
like
not created to be monogamous.
I wasn't done talking.
Well, women are.
I mean, but fuck, I'm still talking. But tell me about
broad
being monogamous. No, tell me
but
about
hold on.
I'm gonna
come back on you, Black, too, on something.
Venus and
go ahead,
shit.
Make your point.
No. Let Black finish talking about how women is monogamous.
No, well, here's the other thing that I was gonna say, though. Like, look, it's levels to it, too, Black. So, like, check this out. Just getting back to casino. Like, Robert De Niro, right?
before they got married, he was sexually loyal to her, and they wasn't in a relationship. She was loyal to the other dude, the pimp dude. You know what I'm saying? But no, but that's real life, bro. Bro, it's real life. It happens. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, so he was loyal to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he just saw how fly she was, and you know, and he liked her hustle. He was like, her hustle matched my hustle, but her mind wasn't where his mind was, but her hustle was, and she had the looks. So this is like black. So say for instance that sugar daddy, right? That you like, you know, you finesse. He give you money. Like, you know, y'all hook up. You know, you doing your thing. Y'all ain't committed or whatever. But after a while, he like, you know what, black? I love you. I want to be with you. You know what I'm saying? But you kind of just been like, I like you. You know what I'm saying? But I don't love you. You know what I'm saying? I like your money. I like when we together.
That's where you wrong at. Cause you got to do this shit the right way. You got to get in a situation that he ain't gonna do that.
But I'm saying though, if it progresses, he's gonna be like, I'm just saying, if he's this dude, if he's like,
if that comes to it,
he's sexually loyal. He's sexually loyal to you.
I'm not closed minded to it.
Yeah.
But guess what? Here's the flip side to both of y'all questions for me. Here's the flip side to
him.
Yeah, I would respect him because I don't want to be with nobody that ain't gonna cut a check with me. And guess what? If I go, just hypothetically say, if I had a sponsor, right, and he was cutting checks and doing all this shit for me, right, that means you're investing in me. And just say I go and I hit for $500,000, right? And this man has been invested in me this whole time. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused. We don't have no title.
He got
bruh,
money though. He
I'm gonna go
money.
Spend
he
some.
You.
I'm gonna spend a bag on him.
He don't want the money. He's giving you money. He got money, so that's irrelevant.
Like, that's
he
right. I'm not
money.
Gonna go get him no money. You don't give me any money. But I go buy him a gift. Like I go buy him
but
a car
I'm
or
to
some
say
shit
is, though,
like that.
But that's not what he wants. Cause he already has it. That's why he's giving you money. He wants you. That's what I'm trying to say. He
but
wants,
no, no, no. Never that. Listen, you always listen to a man. A man always wants something. You can like you can have regular conversations with him. He will always tell you what his dreams is. He'll always tell you what he foresee himself at in the future. He'll always like do all of that. So you just got to pay attention. You will know what he wants.
Okay. All right.
And there's no such thing as a man that don't want nothing. You'll know what he wants. Hypothetically speaking, if I heard him talking about a certain car that he wanted, and I hit, yeah, he's been giving me money. Yeah, he's been making sure that I'm straight. If I go and hit for something, I'm going to go get something that he said he wanted just to show, like, my appreciation to the nigga.
What if you don't hit for nothing? What if you don't?
Then guess
what?
I'm going to still keep putting a smile on his face.
You're still going to be taxing. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is after a while, like, he, you know, it seemed like if he taxing, you tax him, and he paying him taxes, pretty soon he gonna wanna like, look, I've been paying these taxes all this long, I fucks with you, like, what's happening? Let's take it to this next level. And then what I'm just trying to say, if you do, you're gonna be like Ginger from Casino. You're not gonna respect. You might get into it just because he got money or like, but you never really liked him like that. You just liked his money. You like what he could do for you. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, because you grow. No, like you will. You grow into it. Listen, as a woman, if you having sex with one person, you're going to develop those feelings. Period. You're gonna develop it, but you're gonna know how to control it. You're gonna know how to control it, especially when you know what the situation is. You never compromise your situation. You never compromise your money, ladies. So you never make the first move, even if you do like him. Even if you like in a situation where you like, I don't want a relationship right now, and he's solid and he's doing his thing, you never compromise your situation, ladies. Always let him make the first move. So if you out here grinding and hustling, there's no such thing as not ever getting a bag. Like, you don't even speak negativity over your paper or your hustle, especially for somebody like me. So if you out here getting to the bag and you doing what it is that you're doing, bruh, stay focused, stay positive, but always let him make the first move. If he cutting up like that for you and y'all not together, he gonna cut up even harder when y'all are. Or you gonna see, like, you got to size him. And when y'all are, if he not doing the same thing, listen, that needs to be the foundation. Look, you cannot. Look what you're doing for me while we not together. So you got to step it up some more if I do give you this relationship. It's all about how you negotiate your happiness with this person, how you negotiate what this person do for you. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your talk game. You can't let him show out for you without a title and then let him get comfortable when there is one. See, a man's going to do what you allow him to do. So you got to step that shit up and make sure that he step it up. Black been in this shit. Black been doing this shit. And most men don't understand because I'm so private. Like, I'm never out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm never, like, if I've ever posted anybody, I was dealing with them for years before I even posted. Like, one person, I was only dealing with him 3 months before I posted him, and that backfired horribly. But it normally is years I'm dealing with somebody, you know, before I even post them or anything like that. Like, I don't play no games. I'm very, very private. And the way that that situation blew up so horribly after those 3 months, I've never posted anybody like that as no item on my social media. You'll never know what I'm doing ever again because of how that went, unless it's like years down the line. That's just what it is. So it's all about how you negotiate your situation. And then you got to make that shit work for you. We have to understand that we have the control. The man has the power, but we have the control as gods and goddesses. So you got to understand your level of control. And what you get is what your level of control is. I'm just not like, I love love. And don't ever get me wrong. I'm never going to say I'm giving up on love and I don't ever want another relationship. And I'll never say that. But what I am saying is the space that I am in right now and how my plate is so full, I just cannot do the emotional shit. You know what I'm saying? I just can't right now because what I'm doing is more important, you know what I'm saying, than the emotional connection part. Yes, I can be sexually loyal to one person without a title, especially if they're earning it.
Well, look, especially if they're awesome, another awesome, you know, topic, you know what I'm saying, Black, came with another one. This is a different spin, you know what I'm saying, so shout out to you for this topic. So like I said, last week, you know, a lot of stuff going on. I definitely have, like, an extended chop up, so I really want to get into it, you know what I'm saying. So look, without further ado, this is my favorite part of the show. This is a part of the show where I like to just talk my shit on just different things that happen during the week. And, you know, we converse and go back and give our different opinions on it. So before I get into what I was going to get into, Black, was there anything that you saw this week that you was kind of, you know, tripping off of? Like, you know, let me bring this to the table. Anything?
Okay. So this week. Yep. Let me get my little this week out here real quick. I was actually just going to.
Oh, you was making some notes,
week.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
I was actually going to this week. So, oh, shout out to Ari the Don. Y'all know I love me some goddamn Ari. A week ago, she brought her old man a Maybach for his birthday. This fool just sent her man a private jet for him to get home. That bitch bossed. Now, granted, people be like, oh, she's spending that check. He put her in a brand new house. He put her and her family in a mansion and all types of stuff well before all of this started going down.
They running through that money.
Hey, they making it. So when you make it, you can do what
you
do.
I feel you.
So, okay, there was this whole I'm sorry, we're in the gossip section of the World Famous Chop Up. So, you know, there was this whole thing, the Jeffree Star and the basketball player, the professional basketball player. And so it took the world by storm when Jeffree Star, you know, came out and was posted up with this black basketball player. Jeffree Star is a makeup artist out of, he's in Cali. He's a, I guess, transsexual, I guess. And he just looks completely demonic. Well, his career was spiraling downward after he used the N-word. And so people felt like he was racist and, you know, that whole thing, whatever. And so I guess for his stunt, he came out and he was, you know, laid up with, you know, this black guy to kind of change the narrative. And so the guy was an NBA player, and his baby mama went absolutely nut shit crazy. She was like, wait, I didn't know that we had any problems. I didn't know any of this was going on, and da-da-da. So she is absolutely losing her mind. And so no one knew what was going on. Jeffree Star just kept posting pictures of him and the boy trying to throw it under the bus. And, okay, of course that shit went awry. So now the boy done left Jeffree, and basically he said that Jeffree paid him to act like they were in a relationship to assist in his career. And the boy is hitting around to the fact that Jeffree Star has AIDS and how he treated him so horribly when he was at his house. And basically he just went and did it for the bag. He never slept with Jeffree Star. So I'm just watching this situation because it's just so amazing how people would do shit just to try. It's called damage control, which is what they thought. But anywho, I'm not a fan of the whole situation in itself. I've never met Jeffree Star, but his feelings is who he is. So he showed who he was. It's either you're going to believe him or you're going to believe the stunts that he tried to pull. The boy said that, you know, he treated him really bad while he was there. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She gave birth to her child. Rumor has it she did have a little boy. Kudos to Nicki Minaj for having her baby. I don't know if anybody cares at all, but Tekashi 6ix9ine was in the hospital for overdosing on weight loss drugs and caffeine pills. Of course, you know that he cannot do drugs because he is still doing this whole court situation, this whole case situation. I think he's like on probation or something like that. So he's drug tested often, and he just found a way around. To get high, and therefore that was it. So I'm really waiting and to see if they gonna lock this loser back up for, you know, violating the terms, because, you know, they said drugs, but hypothetically that's weight loss substances. So we're going to see how that works out. And let's see, hopefully, no matter what people, it's so disgusting, but no matter what, if you are sick, you know, it shows, like, how this world goes. I know that Mo is going to get into the chop-up, but I want to send my prayers, love and light to the president and his wife and those around him that have been affected by COVID. You know, I've never seen so many people, you know, wish ill and speak down and, yeah, oh, it's almost there, yeah, and, like, you know, and then putting God in it. Like I said, those Christian folks are the most judgmental people that you can ever want to meet. You know, no matter what it is, you know, you send love and light to anybody that is not, you know, on point and so on and so forth. The media will flip and spin anything in the world. He told the Proud Boys to stand down and stand by. The media stated, oh, he doesn't condemn white supremacy. If you do your research, the Proud Boys are not a white supremacist group. The Proud Boys are a mixed organization with black, white, and other races in this group. But the media, you know, of course, put a spin on it as he's not condemning white supremacy. Donald Trump, from way back when, has always, you know, went against white supremacy. But, of course, you know, these are the people that want to attach themselves to him. They attach themselves to him. Trump has never attached him to those type of people. And, of course, the media will always say, oh, well, yeah, it's they Trump supporters. So, you know, this is a whole media frenzy, and the next president that gets in, they're going to do the same thing. This is the new normal for America, and it's absolutely sickening. SZA, okay, so Drake came out with a new song, and he said that he dated SZA back in 2008. And SZA didn't like that too much.
SZA.
Drake said he dated SZA back in 2008.
Wow. That's some news. He said that in a song?
He said he dated SZA in 2008.
I'm
And he didn't say anything bad. But SZA didn't like it, and she unfollowed him. She was like, "What?" And so it was a post on Facebook.
It's a post on Facebook,
and they said it's a shame that nobody likes to claim Drake, and nobody ever goes back to Drake.
She was like, "That was supposed to be me and you."
Like, why? What? SZA, why you do Drake like that? He just said he dated you in 08. SZA was like, no, bro, you don't talk. That's right, SZA. Teach them how to keep their mouth closed. We need more energy like that because these men think it's okay to run their mouth. So that's all I had, man. That was in my week.
No, that was interesting. Now, speaking of, I'm going to transition to like on some music stuff since you just ended it with Drake. And you talked about, I ain't even going to mention the other rapper that you talked about, the guy. I guess almost overdosed or whatever on whatever. Yeah, I'm not giving him no burn, but it is another rapper that I got to kind of put in that category now, rapper slash singer, and that's your boy Tory Lanez. And like I said, I was a fan of Tory Lanez. I mean, when he first came out, I really wasn't feeling, you know, rocking with him too much. But then, like I said, he came with the Chicks Take 5, Ashanti on the cover. I liked how he did it. It was a cool album. One of my favorite albums of last year. And then, of course, you know, shit hit the fan earlier this year with him and Meg Thee Stallion. So now, you know, you went over the story and everything, yada, 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 from last week. And I was like, you know, I listened to, like, the first couple songs, and I wasn't feeling it. So I was like, but you said it was good. And then I do got a shout-out, friend of the show, Bravo. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the bunker, you know what I'm saying, which is my Instagram chat group with my fellas, right? So we get to talk about music, and he talks about the Daystar. He likes it just like you do. And we was going back and forth, and I was like, he was like, did you listen to it? I was like, you know, funny story. On Real Talk, you know what I'm saying? I was conversating with Black, and, you know, she was saying that she liked the album, and I didn't get a chance to hear it. So here's my official review on it, because I did listen to it from top to bottom. I still got to give it a thumbs down. I just can't co-sign it, and I'm going to tell you why. Like, to me, I don't know, I guess I kind of put myself in that position. Like, so what if I was chilling that night? You know what I'm saying? I was with Meg Thee Stallion and Kylie Jenner Kylie Jenner or whatever. So if I'm kind of like on a date with Meg Thee Stallion and, you know, Kylie Jenner's there. Maybe I'm flirting with Kylie Jenner a little bit, but at the same time, I'm on a date with Meg Thee Stallion. So me personally, and everybody's different, but me personally, I'm never going to let the flirtation get to where that's going to be. And even if, like I said, you saying that it don't add up with him getting shot in both feet or whatever, which is just a bizarre story in itself. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, they was laughing, joking. They started out good. And if I'm on a date with a female, I want her to feel safe. You know what I'm saying? I don't want us to, by the end of the night, she think I shot her in the foot, both feet. You know what I'm saying? So I just, like, I can't condone that. That just sounds like some just F-boy shit, you know what I'm saying, in a way. Like, I'm just like, yo, how did it get to that point where you shoot your date in the foot? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? How did it even escalate to that? So I can't condone, because I'm just thinking you should be player enough to be able to finesse it so it don't even get to that level. You know what I'm saying? Why would you basically mortgage your whole career on some stupid shit? You know what I'm saying? Just because you got a hot-headed one time. So I can't condone it. And then in the album, he's talking about it. Oh, it's not what it seemed. It's not like, yo, bro. Even if it's not clear cut, even if something like that, like for you to even be accused of something like that, that's just crazy in itself. And then you trying to come on some Black righteousness and, oh, it's a setup and this and that, not this. I just can't condone that energy. And then, like I said, he puts his like baby picture on the name of the album, and then his name is Daystar, but I didn't know his name was Daystar. I'm like, so Daystar sounds like a rapper name and Tory sounds like a government name. So he just confused me. Like, I'm totally lost. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry. Thumbs down to that. And then it's funny because just right after that, this is like you're wondering, though, how it's funny how, like, coincidences happen. So just as I'm talking about that, then I see, oh, shit, Meg is hosting Saturday Night Live with Chris Rock. So before I get into that, because I'm going to give you my, review on that, let's take it to the presidential debate, because that was a big thing on Saturday Night Live, and I thought they did an excellent job. But basically, you know, not to get too political, I don't want to get too political, but the presidential debate, shout out to Cleveland,
It was actually at Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic. Cleveland Clinic is like top notch as far as one of the best hospitals in the whole country, if not the world. And like part of Cleveland is like a big ass hospital. You know what I'm saying? And Case Western Reserve is like the Ohio State. What Ohio State is to football players is what Case Western Reserve is to doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like a draft of doctors and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, it's really, but what's interesting about it too, it kind of was in like the hood part of Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? And they started kind of, you know, gentrifying it, you know, as of late. So anyway, and I was just, me and my wife was just around there too with a president, you know, had the debate. So anyway, so shout out to that. Shout out to Cleveland for hosting it. But now to the debate. And, you know, I've been listening to, like, just a lot of reviews on it because, you know, I was watching it. And I kind of knew how it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? I knew, you know, Trump was going to just come straight up. You know, Trump is going to be Trump. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm going to say is I liked his points. But what, well, you know, especially I got to just say black people the wrong way, in my opinion, is his delivery. But that's Trump. It's just how it is. So, you know, I guess they want somebody a little bit more political, a little bit more polished. And that's what Biden, I guess, was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But long story short, I still agree with, like I said, all of Trump's points. And I thought he made great points, but it's just his delivery that turns people off. And then Biden, to me, it seemed like he was just trying to hypnotize the watchers. You know what I'm saying? Like the way he was looking into the, like, I pay attention to all that, to his tie. The way he kept looking into the camera, just certain things. So I'm not falling for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sticking to my guns or whatever. I do think the election can get a little closer, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am kind of like, wow. You know what I'm saying? It is getting a little close. So it might be kind of like a photo finish. You know what I'm saying? I got to concede to that. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting next week, Wednesday, when the vice presidential debate happens. But all in all, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought it is what it was. And, you know, like I said, you've seen all these different celebrities take the different stances on who they're going to go with and who they're endorsing. So that's interesting. And then, of course, right after that, you know what I'm saying? So some of the most valid points was Trump being Trump. And that's what I like about the realness of Trump. You know what I'm saying? He was saying, like, look, I don't wear my mask all the time. I wear it when it's, you know what I'm saying, when it's, like, beneficial or when I'm, like, I really feel like I'm not within 6 feet of people and certain things, you know what I'm saying? But he does not wear the mask all the time. So it was ironic that he would catch coronavirus at this time. But at the same time, you know, it could be like a blessing in disguise in a way, because now he actually, you know, is having a virus and he has the highest job in the country, if not the world, you know what I'm saying, the free world at least. So now, you know, he's getting firsthand experience of how this whole coronavirus is, and he's an older guy, you know what I'm saying? So now he can speak from experience on that. So that's going to be interesting, especially if they do have this third debate, because I'm hearing rumblings like, oh, I don't know if Biden feels healthy because, you know, Trump, you know what I'm saying, he's scared that he could catch it now or whatever. But I think they're still going to have it. So I am looking forward to the second presidential debate. Of course, that's going to have Mike Pence. And now what's going to be interesting and what's a Democrat's wild card is Kamala. So I'm interested to see how it's going to be. And, like, to me, this is where it's going to be the word I was looking for. But it's just going to be like the flip side kind of, you know what I'm saying? So I think now you're going to see Mike Pence. Be the calm to Trump's storm. You know what I'm saying? So Mike Pence is just basically going to try to solidify Trump's points, but just in a more calmer, polished, political delivery. You know what I'm saying? And then Kamala, I think she's going to have a little bit more turn up, like more like kind of Trump in a way, like, you know, just being blunt and right to her points and stuff like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that just, you know, the difference, you know what I'm saying, the nuances. And what I always say about the vice presidential debate, that's a key, and it's only really key this year because, you know, usually it's boring and nobody really cares. But Kamala, being that she's an African-American female, this is her first time in the limelight. If Biden does upset and become president, that's your vice president. If something happens to Biden, if he's president, then she's going to be your president. So all eyes is on her.
And it's her show.
Now. And that's a oh man, that'd be some bullshit. Cause
so,
that goddamn so, Nancy, oh man, that's the devil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't take Pelosi. I can't take Nancy Pelosi. You're right about that. So that's why you know I'm
make
I
sure
can't
she
wait
get
to
corona.
To,
shit.
To you know to get the polls. But what I'm saying is interesting because the vice presidential that is for people that's on the set. What I'm saying, I'm dug in. I told y'all, you guys know who I'm voting for. But and I think the other people that's gonna vote for Biden, I think they're dug in the fence too. But the people that's kind of like undecided, like I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna look at this vice presidential debate to see who sways them. So very, very interesting. And then let's see what happens on the third debate. So that's that. Now fast forward into Saturday Night Live. I thought they did an awesome job. The casting was just like unbelievable. When I first saw the advertiser for it on Twitter, I'm like, oh snap! So we got Chris Rock, we got Meg Thee Stallion, and then I was reading, guess who's doing Joe Biden? Jim Carrey. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, let me watch this, and I was like, let me check for this. This seems like it's gonna be pretty good. And so, of course, Alec Baldwin, he does Trump, and Jim Carrey. You know, this is what he does: sketch comedy. You know what I'm saying? I never was a big fan of his movies, but you know, I'm old school with it. You know what I'm saying? I remember Jim Carrey on A Living Color. So you know, sketch comedy is his thing, and that's what Saturday Night Live is. And I thought he did an awesome job as Joe Biden. So that's just going to be interesting. To, you know, as the weeks go by, lead up to the election, each week they're doing their like skits. And then Maya Rudolph, who's also a very good, you know, I guess a veteran comedian and so on, Saturday Night Live. She, you know, back in the day, she used to do Beyonce. She does very great impressions. But Beyonce is probably one of her biggest, her more popular ones. And now she's doing Kamala. So it was just good, man. And then, you know, you know, of course, you had Chris Rock on there. And then I got to shout out Meg Thee Stallion. Speaking of, she keeping it moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, Meg ain't letting that controversy, you know, slow her down or getting shot in the foot slow her down. You know what I'm saying? She had the WAP with Cardi B. That was a hit. Like, she got another hit with Young Thug. They performed the song. I was like, yo, this is popping. So, to Meg, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, dude, you know, you blew it, Tory. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see how that escalated to that point. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I got to sign with Ben.
I wasn't so, there. We have two different views.
Yeah,
I'm just not convinced that he did it.
Yeah, but I just don't think he should have even got himself in that situation. That's my whole point. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
But that's that. And then let me see. What else we got? So now, speaking of, and then, you know, I got to get to NFL, you know what I'm saying? So we had some craziness that happened with the NFL. They're doing so well, you know what I'm saying? But the Titans, a couple players from the Titans caught the coronavirus, and it was scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they had to postpone that game because, like, finally, you know, somebody in the NFL caught the coronavirus, so they had to postpone that. So I was like, all right, you know, they're going to postpone that. But then a marquee game got hit, you know what I'm saying? Because I was pumped up for the Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I'm saying, Patrick Mahomes and my dude from Cleveland Heights, Travis Kelce, you know what I'm saying? Everything they got to do with, you know, the Super Bowl champions. They was going against the Patriots with my man Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? That was going to be a marquee game. I think that was probably going to be like the Sunday night game. And Cam Newton caught that thing. You know what I'm saying? So Trump and Cam Newton caught that this past week. So, you know, all the best to Cam Newton. Hope him and Trump, you know, have a speedy recovery with that. But long story short, so they're going to postpone that Patriots-Chiefs game. You know what I'm saying? Because Cam's a big-time player. Everybody wants to see that game. So I think they should just, you know, postpone it and do it right when Cam recovers.
Oh, and keep in mind, sidebar, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok is officially banning. Well, Facebook and TikTok are supposed to follow suit. Twitter's definitely doing it now. They're banning any and everyone that's wishing Trump death, as they should. Freaking retard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, man, that's too much. I told you, the night when they came out, man, I was fucked up, man. I'm like, damn. Like, oh, man, I hate this dude. Like, fuck. Like, that shit was funny.
The one who does things for them, who has made sure the HBCU is funded for forever, the one who has done all these things to make sure, they just feel like things are supposed to come to them, and it's just ridiculous that you don't acknowledge when somebody's doing something for you, but you acknowledge when somebody's not doing anything. They praise Obama, and Obama ain't did a thing for them.
Anyway, when it comes down to Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, the most un-American thing you can do is constrict somebody's freedom of speech. It doesn't matter if it's negative. It doesn't matter if it's positive. But once you start to actually condone motherfuckers getting away with constricting somebody's speech, then, I mean, this is a communist society. So that goes for Facebook, fuck Twitter, Instagram, fuck anybody that says, hey, we need to start chastising people for saying what the fuck they want to say. If a motherfucker says fuck Trump. If a motherfucker won't say, I love Trump. Either way it goes, either you're going to wish death on a motherfucker or you're going to wish happiness on a motherfucker. It is what it is. That's the whole purpose of freedom of speech. Shut up. So I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker says they hate him. Oh, well. I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker says happy he dies. Oh, well. It is what it is. Nigga, you're always going to have the extreme on the left. You're always going to have the extreme on the right. But when you start to say, we're going to start chastising, we're going to start banning these people, we're going to start banning that people. Because this is how this works. At the end of the day, it's going to come a point where you say something that a motherfucker don't like, and then they're going to ban you too.
Yeah, I mean,
so it is what it is. You have to accept both sides. You see what I'm saying? I don't like the fact. But this is how this works. In order for me to protect my freedom of speech saying, man, fuck them faggots, I have to protect the freedom of speech of the white boys saying fuck them niggas.
For Twitter, I think you still, mouth off and say it, but I think it's gonna say a advisory or something like that. And if you keep doing it
don't matter
repeatedly.
I don't give a fuck if it's advisory. I don't give a fuck if motherfuckers say, hey, one more time. Like, nigga, it's none of your fucking business. It's still America. Freedom of fucking speech.
Dude, I mean, look, I love it because you really get to see how people really feel. You know what I'm saying? So, all right.
I don't want nobody to be on this shit. But anytime I start hearing things about motherfuckers getting banned for shit that they say, you got to understand one thing. It's going to come a time where whatever the fuck you say is no longer part of the norm, and then they're going to ban you too. So to make sure that shit don't happen, you got to protect everybody's rights to say so. So fuck Trump.
I mean, I agree
at
you.
The same time, and don't fucking matter.
I agree with you. I mean, I didn't really know. You know what I'm saying? I know, that was something Black had just reported on. I didn't even really know that came down a pipe. But, I remember just hearing, I mean, because I'm on Twitter quite often. You know what I'm saying? So I just, when news first came down, I'm just on Twitter. I'm just, seeing something. I'm like, God damn. You just see, the hatred. I was like, fuck, it's real. You know what I'm saying? But, so that's that. So it's going to be interesting, man. This is, everybody just strap up, put your seatbelt on, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, this next month, So I just hope, a couple of the points, too, I just hope the whole voting thing don't get out of hand where we don't know who the president is for a week because they're doing the recounts. We remember that thing that happened with Bush and what's the other dude? I can't even think of his name back in, 2000? Gore, I hope it's not a situation like that where it took, a whole other week before we knew who was president. Not if it's a landslide, but I think it's going to be a little tight, though. I really do. I think it is going to be a tight kind of race, just from what I've seen. But I still think Trump is going to take it, but it's going to be tight. It's not going to be as landslide as I thought it was at first, because you got a lot of – the media is really doing everything they can to sway it, So we'll see. But I think Trump's still going to stand tall. But we'll see what happens. So with that being said, usually, like I said, only because, Black, we was discussing the whole Tory Lanez album. I usually don't give bad reviews. I only usually, keep my chop up for, the reviews. I just want to put people on. But I thought that was just, an album that people was talking about. So I just, I had to get my review on it. But now getting to my good reviews, I got a shout out. Let me see. I got my notes over here. I got a shout out, man, Griselda, man, especially West Side Gun. You know what I'm saying? So he did it again, man. Who Made the Sunshine? Another just West Side Gun, man. And it's popping, man. He's got like a Renaissance thing going with the whole New York flavor, man. And it just sounds great, man. It's just art. You know what I'm saying? And I love how he's doing it kind of like Quentin Tarantino style. What I mean by that is, if you watch any Quentin Tarantino movies, from Pulp Fiction to Django to
you know, Jackie Brown. He always takes different actors, you know what I'm saying? Some of your favorite actors, and he just puts his twist on it, you know what I'm saying? And when you see him in a Tarantino movie, you kind of see him in a different light, so to speak. And I think West Side Gun and Griselda's kind of doing that for, like, New York rappers. Like, you know, the West Side Gun, I'm not a big Busta Rhymes fan now. You know, I liked him in the 90s, but not so much now. But he's on the West Side Gun project, and it's pretty fire. Then you got Slick Rick, you know, in a couple songs, and it just... You know what I'm saying? I've always been a friend of Slick Rick's swag and everything. So shout out to the West Side Gun, man. It's a dope album. And then, you know, to the West Side, you know what I'm saying, which is always my favorite genre of rap music when we really get down to the nitty-gritty of it. I love just that West Coast flavor. I got to shout out my man YG. He dropped My Life 400, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Blood type shit, gang shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's real G'd up, and I respect it. So shout out to that YG. You know what I'm saying? Definitely knocking that. So those are the two albums that I'm really rocking with. And then lastly, speaking of Chris Rock, I got another review on the show. Me and my wife was kind of zoning out watching it, and it's Fargo. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen a couple seasons of Fargo before. It was always kind of like, all right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like must-watch TV, or, you know, I wasn't checking for it like every week. I just saw like a couple episodes. It was kind of interesting. But this season of Fargo, it's pretty dope. And really quickly, just to paint the picture, so Fargo, they take real-life events from, like, that just happened and just these, like, quirky, like, offbeat kind of places. The last couple ones was, like, in Minnesota. But it's real police reports of this just crazy situation, and they, you know, just reenact it. So anyway, this year, Fargo is starring Chris Rock, and it takes place in 1950 in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's just some old school kind of like gangster, like, but it's Midwest type shit. And you know what I'm saying? It's just interesting. And Chris Rock, man, he's great in it. You know what I'm saying? So far, I only seen, you know, it's only been out for two episodes, but so far, so good. I mean, and then the direction of it is great, man. The first two episodes, like a movie, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you got Hulu, if you watch it on Hulu, it's no commercials. And it's just it's an ill history lesson. You know what I'm saying? Cause it shows how, like, you know, taking it back from, like, the 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s to, like, 1950. Like, you know, the first ones to control the underground networks was the Hebrews, the Jews. And then the Irish came in, and then the Italian, blacks, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, and everybody got their different way of doing things. And what's kind of interesting, too, that I thought was dope was, like, and this is a true story, like, the different families, right? So it might be an Irish and a Jews, you know, kind of, you know, I guess negotiating the territory, you know what I'm saying? But to make sure that each family is kind of like on their toes, the head dude, the capo or whatever, or the don or whatever, you got to give of your family, you got to let the opposite family raise your youngest son, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of interesting. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, the Hebrews, they had his youngest son had to go with the Irish, and then vice versa. Then the Italians, and then Chris Rock with the, you know, African Americans. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Chris Rock is doing a great job on it. It's good to see him on something different. You know what I'm saying? Not a comedy, but just something different. You know what I'm saying? He's always going to be Chris Rock, but it's not a comedic performance. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a, you know, drama, I guess. So shout out to that. And that's pretty much it, man. You know, like I said, it's the world famous Chop Up. It's what we do, you know, each and every Sunday night. So definitely check out the Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? It's always popping. Definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to follow. The handle is Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know, it's always popping. Always something interesting on there. If you want to put a voice with the picture, a picture with the voice, definitely check me out on Instagram, MoBinns, MoBinns. And if you miss the show, you know what I'm saying, so Black tweets it out, I'm going to retweet it, you know what I'm saying, tell a friend.
As I'm doing it now.
Facts. So go ahead, Black, take us out of here. You know what I'm saying? Last minute, Black.
With the 90 seconds. Oh.
90 seconds.
For the porn lovers out there, shout out to Miss Marche. I did just see that she made a comeback. And I was like, oh, wow, Miss Marche is back. She's the big booty freak that everybody loves. She used to be with Sarah J back in the day. I'm in awe because it's a lot of different women that are coming back out in the porn game, and I guess you know you never lose what you.
I'm coming back.
You never lose what you know how to do, right? So get it in, and I salute everybody that's making their comeback. Hopefully, we can get some of them on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I do have a link tree. It's linktree.thenewmisslovelyblack, and you can find all of my links. Make sure you check me out on YouTube, Miss Lovely Black, MizzLuvLiBlack. And I look forward to seeing you guys here next week doing this thing all over again. Interesting topic. My homies are crabs. Peace out. Next week.
Peace. Everybody be safe.